Hello everyone, you're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from Open Country with me, Tom. Today we're in the heart of the West Yorkshire Pennines as we head out along the Railway Children Walk. This walk was set up around the film of the same name, and of course that was all filmed around the Haworth area. So that's where we'll be walking today. We're starting just above the village of Oakworth, and we'll walk along the River Worth and the Worth Valley Railway line out towards Oxenhope and then back through the historical town of Haworth. The weather is absolutely glorious at the moment. There is a brisk breeze, but it's blowing some light cloud through, but there are decent patches of blue above us as we head out on our way. So as always, let's put our best foot forward and see what we can discover on this audio walk today. Thank you very much for joining me. After crossing the railway line at Oakworth Station, we've come down the hill and we're following the River Worth now through the Worth Valley, where of course the railway gets its name. I can just about see a signal up to my right-hand side, but what's on my left is drawing my attention. Surrounding the river over a series of bridges is this lovely old mill building. It's long been abandoned, or at least part of it has. The clock tower stands smashed with the hands set at 3:20. And the windows in the mill have been shattered. And there's ivy growing up the side of the building, and around the walls are decaying with trees growing out of them. Just makes you wonder what this building would have been like in its prime. I'm sure the people in these vehicles driving by just take it for granted, but it's lovely just to stop and think of the history that surrounds this place. And the feat of engineering as well, the fact that the mill building is actually built on top of the bridge, so the water's coming under it. Of course, the river would have been a vital source of energy back in the days when the mill was in operation. It's now serving just as a home for the resident pigeons. We've now left the road and the industry behind as we head along this track into the woods. We've just passed a series of little old workers' cottages on the left-hand side, which are rather quaint indeed. A little stable area as well, which I could definitely smell before I saw it. On the stream below us, there's a few geese dabbling around on the water's surface, and what looks to be a series of stepping stones. I'm glad I'm coming over the bridge, because the river does look quite high today. Although we've left that industry behind, I just feel like we're still in a historical little time warp. All around me there's evidence of what this place used to be, from the very intricately laid grand dry stone walls that are lining this track, which may have been a branch line to the railway at one point. And a rather grand iron gate on our left-hand side leading down into a field with metal railings. I'm wondering whether there used to be a grand house built there that is no longer with us. I always really enjoy walking through places like this because it just sparks my imagination, imagining what used to be going on here and wishing that I could just step back in time for a moment. As we continue to follow the River Worth up towards Haworth, we've come across another mill building. This one is marked with a huge cooling tower that is stretching into the blue sky above me. The brickwork is looking decidedly black in places, scarred by the industry. The difference between this mill and the last one that we passed was this one's been converted into houses. It's lovely to see that the old building's been restored and it's still serving a purpose today, long after the industry's gone. On the other bank of the river, there's some wizened old oak trees. I wonder what stories they could tell if they could speak. Anyway, we're going to continue to follow the river along and head towards Haworth and loop round past that famous historic village. We've made it to Haworth Station. Another little wonderful time capsule. It's an old, small building in comparison to what we used to station buildings looking like today. But it's all very much in keeping with how this station would have looked in the Victorian times, with its old font on the maroon signs and the maroon colour scheme across the drain pipes, the benches, and everything else that surrounds the station. As we stand on the bridge overlooking the railway line, it seems like two parallel worlds in front of us. To the right, there's a modern bus coming down the main street, and to the left, we could expect a steam train to pass through any second. Of course, the Worth Valley Railway line is the heritage line today, so it's very much in keeping with how it would have been in the Victorian times, serving the tourists that love to come and sample a bit of the past. But I suppose it's important to remember that this was once an operational line that served the mill buildings in the valley and the workers that would have come this way to work. And this walk, after all, is the Railway Children Walk. And if you've ever seen that film, hopefully you'll have some memories of what that must have been like by the descriptions that I'm giving. Now, it's tempting just to nip up the track here and into Haworth Village Centre, but the walk is going to take us back along the valley for a little while towards Oxenhope before we come back around and enter Haworth behind the old parsonage, the famous parsonage where the Bronte sisters were brought up. We're continuing to walk up the River Worth towards Oxenhope. Along with the river itself, the railway line is a constant reminder of where we are on our right hand side. We've just reached this lovely little pocket of rural woodland. After all the industry that we've come across so far, I just thought it'd be nice just to pause here, listen to the babbling of the stream, the breeze in the trees, and the birds that are flitting from one branch to another. I've seen quite a few great tits and blue tits as I've been walking along the side of the river, and it's a lovely reminder that even though we're in a reasonably industrial area, or at least it was at one time, nature is definitely taking hold and reminding us that it's always there. Ah, now this is an exciting part of the walk. We've come to the railway crossing just outside Oxenhope. To our left is the engine sheds at Oxenhope Station, and to our right, the railway line twists away back down the Worth Valley, back towards Haworth and towards Oakwith, where we've come from. But of course, to get towards Haworth and the parsonage and our destination for today's walk, we're going to have to actually cross over the railway line. So we're going to have to be very careful to listen out for any steam trains coming. This is very exciting indeed. There's big red signs at the corner here saying stop, look, listen and beware of trains. There are some people on the platform, but I think we're safe to cross, so here we go. And we're safely across to the other side. It's got an interesting view here of the station platform. It's the train driver's view, which, unless you're crossing over this little bit of railway track, not very many people will get to see. So another little privilege for coming along on this audio walk today. We've reached the highest point of our walk, so I apologise if you can hear a bit of wind distortion in the background. You may be able to hear a little bit of whirring, which are two wind turbines that are spinning furiously on this blustery day. We stood underneath a beacon which is sitting high on top of the Worth Valley. From here we can see the village of Haworth and the town of Keighley even further on from that. Can even see the southern edge of the Yorkshire Dales with the River Kedge plantation at the back of Ilkley and Rombold's Moor, and the top of Sharp Haw, which is a hill at the southern edge of the Yorkshire Dales National Park, just poking above the horizon. The wind's blown quite a bit of cloud cover over now, so the blue sky that we had earlier on has disappeared towards the far horizon. And you never know, we may even see a drop or two of rain before we finish this walk, as I look behind me, back over towards Oxenhope and across to the hills that are above Hebden Bridge. It's looking rather ominous indeed. So let's make our best way down towards Haworth again, over these fields, and pick up the history surrounding the Bronte Parsonage. Well, that rain shower that I said was impending has now arrived. In fact, it started as sleet as we were walking down off the moor, but thankfully, as we've got a bit lower, it's turned back into drizzly, squally rain. We've just walked down a lovely little dry stone wall-edged footpath, all clad with moss, and we've entered into the rear end of the churchyard here in the town of Haworth. I'm just currently seeking shelter behind a holly bush to record this latest section of the audio walk. It's here where Patrick Bronte, father of the famous writers the Bronte sisters, lived and worked as vicar at this church. And the majority of the family are actually buried in this churchyard where we're currently standing now. The only member of the family that isn't is Anne Bronte, one of the famous writing Bronte sisters, who actually died of tuberculosis in Scarborough, so is buried in the churchyard there instead. It's a very moody scene, although the graves are pockmarked with daffodils, which lighten the mood ever so slightly. They're all higgledy-piggledy and weather-beaten and clad with moss and various different other plants growing around them. There are some really interesting graves, though, when you look closely. Very ornate, with distinctive carvings. It's a wonderful place just to come and lose yourself for a little while and meander through these old stones to see what stories they tell. With the fear of getting wetter and wetter as this audio walk progresses, I think we'll continue through the churchyard and down through the main street of Haworth and back towards the railway line to finish our walk where we started, over in the village of Oakworth. We're now walking down the cobbled main street of Haworth, which today is lined with artisan shops, galleries, cafes, restaurants, pubs, and other quirky little shops selling all sorts of things. Once again, my mind is going back towards the days of the Bronte sisters and what it would have been like then. I imagine much more dour and moody. I know that the village was hit hard in the plague times, and also throughout history as just being one of these places that wasn't the most desirable place to live. How times change, because now it's one of those places in West Yorkshire that attracts quite a few people looking for either holiday homes or a nice place to live away from the hubbub of the surrounding cities of Leeds, Bradford and Manchester over the other side of the Pennines. Of course, it's all built in Yorkshire stone, which makes it look very quaint to our eyes today, but back in the days of the Bronte sisters, it was probably much more practical, keeping the residents as warm as they possibly could be. I think a train must have arrived, because there seems to be an influx of people wandering up the street, so we'll battle our way through them and head back down towards the railway line. Well, I have to admit, I think this rain is set in now. So it's a good job that we've found our way back towards the River Worth and the Worth Valley Railway, which is leading us back to, well, hopefully a dry spot where we can conclude this audio walk. Despite the weather, I must admit, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been a journey of history, of industry, of turmoil, of nature. We've had pretty much everything on this audio walk today. I do hope you've enjoyed joining me. If you have, then please check out more of Open Country's audio walks at opencountry.org.uk. It would be lovely if you could join me on another one in the not too distant future. Hopefully when it's slightly drier from my point of view. I'm going to head back to my car now, warm up and dry off. I look forward to speaking to you again on the next audio walk. Thank you ever so much for listening.